The practice of breathing can already help a lot. Suppose when your partner says something that hurt you, make you suffer a lot. You are advised to practice breathing in and out and calm yourself. And you can do it easily if you practice every day. Of course, you have to tell him or her that you suffer. What he said hurt you very much. You have to tell him. But the way you tell him is very important. You should tell him or her with the kind of language that will not hurt him or her. Otherwise, you are just doing the same thing that he has done to you. Breathing in and out a few times. And when you have calmed yourself down and you are capable of saying something calm, you tell him this or you tell her this. Darling, what you just said there hurt me very deeply. I suffer a lot. I wish that we will be able to talk it over this weekend. Don't talk right now, at the moment, because you are not calm enough. You still suffer a lot. So this technique is called technique of the rendezvous. If you have the time, you can practice walking meditation for 20, 50 minutes. And if you are transformed, you can talk to him now. But if you are busy, you only have 5 or 10 minutes. And it's very risky for you to bring the topic and to talk about it. So it's very safe to say that, darling, I wish that we will talk about it on Friday night. And use Friday night as the time to diffuse all bombs within yourself, small and large. Because Saturday and Sunday will be more enjoyable if you do the work of transformation Friday night. You say it with a kind of language that will serve as a bell of mindfulness. Darling, what you just said there made me very angry. I am deeply hurt. I want that we will talk about it Friday night. And if he invites you or she invites you to speak now, refuse. That is the secret. More deeply into that, you will find out the roots, the causes from which the statement was made. And also you look into the nature of your anger, of your pain, in order to see more deeply. And both of you will have enough time. And this is called meditation. Whether you are driving or cooking a supper, you have the time, the chance to look deeply into the matter, because you know that on Friday night, you will talk about it. It becomes a kind of right in the family, that you use Friday night in order to diffuse all these kind of things. What I try to say here is that at least in 1 minute or 2 minutes, after practicing breathing in and out deeply, you will be capable of making that statement about the fact that you are suffering from what he just said or she just said. And if you practice mindful breathing every day, walking meditation every day, and then this will become a very easy thing to do. And if both of you practice like that, things will become much easier. And the children can do that too. The children are not taught to breathe when they get angry. They learn all sorts of things in school, but these things, nobody teaching them. So as practitioners, we should involve our children in our practice. if the practice is pleasant, why should not we invite our children to join in?